It's not like an archaeological dig where you're sifting through the ash. You're logical, methodical, trying to figure out where someone may have been. Search team leader Andrew Radevere is a retired Berkeley cop now doing rescue and recovery.
We look in places, bathrooms, bathtubs, bedrooms, beds, driveways, cars, things where we would likely find people who were trying to shelter in place or flee.
Eyes up, please.
He calls for an assigned forensic anthropologist at the discovery of something that turned out to be an animal, something that to the untrained eye looks like random debris.
Part of the challenges for the crew is that they have to recognize it not in the way that it was, but in the way that it is now. For instance, a wheelchair lift or a bed won't look the same, now that it's burnt. So they have to recognize that stuff going in and recognize what it is now.
Can we send the fire engine up here, please? And I also need a crew up here for that.
Fire crews were needed to secure a wobbly brick fireplace before searchers could continue. Finding human remains is rough work, says team member Dexter Dong.
What I do in my mind is I talk to them. Hey, I'm sorry this happened to you. And I'm sorry your family's going to hurt, but we're going to take you home.
In Paradise, Holly Kwan, KCBS.